All right, buddy. Antonis, Denver, were you here in 96?
I was, yeah. I think I got a night.
Okay, fantastic. And Debo's last Supercars of his career. I was here also helping out Shane Drew, who was working for Kyle Lewis.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive. All the cool people were here then.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about your guys. Jimmy D started strong.
Yep.
I don't know what happened. Kind of went backwards a little bit. What was up with that?
Yeah, he made a couple of mistakes in the whoops. Actually, a big one that kind of got him riding a little tight. He got passed, and he kind of came apart a little bit and ended up, getting tight, just not riding like himself. Making, in my opinion, a little bit of some bad decisions in the whoops. He wasn't...
It's odd because he's been good in the whoops all year.
Yeah, so he had been on the left side all day. And all of a sudden in the main, he switched up and was, pinching off the turn a little bit. And then, middle right, even trying to get the right side. It was just, it needed some momentum to get in there, especially with him being slick.
And then, so once you've been there as a racer, you make a big mistake. You start getting passed. Things aren't going right. I guess you're tightening up, and it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it's not getting good. No, and you're like, you can stop the bleeding somehow, right? And then towards the middle, the back half of the race, or maybe the back half, he started turning some good lap times again. But I think Jimmy, he's such a fiery little guy, and he gets mad, instead of maybe just, I was talking to him in the truck afterwards, maybe just thinking and starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together so you don't make another mistake and another one, which then makes you even more tired. So I think it's about, him figuring out how to – he's got the speed in those opening laps and getting that settle in where he's locking off some consistent time, minimizing mistakes. Then he can have a little bit more maybe towards the back half of the moto.
Lopes came back from injury, had to go to the LCQ, which wasn't great. And I think he was 13th or something in the main. Hey, Lopes, stay up, put some laps in, get better, right?
I think he got 10.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
That's good.
I mean, double check it, but I think that's what we heard on the radio. I was kind of, I was watching back at him towards the end, but watching up with Jimmy trying to, just into it. But, he was injured, and he's got a small fracture on his wrist, like a hairline. So he rode on Thursday to check everything and rode just a little bit. So he's been off the bike since Houston. And it was unfortunate he made a mistake right after the whoops on that triple out after the whoops. And threw away, easy transfer.
Last thing you want as a guy with an injury is more laps.
Well, sometimes it keeps it loose. I don't know. It could go either way. I would rather see him gone out of the heat, a little bit better gate pick. And because, to be honest with you, he came from back and got up into the 10th and he was catching on 9th. And the kid, if he can get going and get some confidence, he's a really hard worker. He's got some fitness, and he shows it out at the test track each week. But we haven't got him to do it here on the weekend yet the way we know he can. But that's part of that building process that we're trying to establish, which is grooming young Enzo to get experience and move forward through the team.
Last night, Racer X PulpMX Live podcast show, we had Debo on. He brought you on stage. We didn't really know it was going to happen, but you came up. Thanks for doing that, man.
That was awesome. I told Denny I was there to completely support him.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, I don't want to go up there.
Right.
But then everyone was grabbing me, and it was a blast. I mean, I was blown away on just how good you guys all worked together, how you fed off each other, had everybody laughing. And I didn't realize Kiefer was that funny either.
Yeah, no, he's he could be all right.
I've talked to him a little bit here and there, but, he's got some game.
Yeah, we've done a ton of podcasts, so we have good chemistry, and we know each other, and it was a good show, and it was awesome when you came up on stage. People were cheering for you. It was great.
Yeah, I didn't expect it at all. That was really cool. So you got a good fan base that at least has some knowledge to, racing and motocross and supercross. So that always makes it fun.
And you knew I was going to bring up the Ricky Carmichael Arena Cross Cup. I was going to bring that up 100%.
Absolutely, and I love you for it, and you know that.
Thanks, bud, man.
Thank you.